Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of some network news from the Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007, webcomics, comic news, tropes, and web fiction, and soon to be comic books. But more as I go over the news we have here, all at webcastbeacon.com. This particular bit of site news is going to look at some comic book reviews, advertising, and the fourth anniversary special of the Web Comic Beacon podcast. I'm going to start off with that we do have a new program coming to the network. The Web Comic Beacon will be branching off once again to bring you First Issue. First Issue will be a look at any printed first issue comic books. Reviews will take a look at number one issues or the first issues of storylines, including back issues of comic books. This will also be the Webcast Beacon Network's first attempt at a video program, though the program will also be available as a podcast. We'll experiment and see how that works. The idea of the show is to provide entertainment as well as real reviews of comic books to judge whether or not the first issue succeeds or fails to convince readers to continue buying the comic, especially that of newcomers. The reviewers will consist of myself, Fessworks, as well as Melissa Kircher and Marcus Olmond, all with varying backgrounds in comics. Obviously, I will be the very much of a newbie reader. Melissa Kircher has worked in the industry for sure, as well as Marcus Olmond a bit, and they are both fairly versed in comic books. And there's a possibility we will also be looking into manga as well, as Marcus Olmond is also a reader of manga. And so, well, there's possibilities to be had. This will be a new program, very exciting. We'll be looking for a lot of feedback in the future. More information to come late September or early October as we do quick reviews of DC Comics' new 52 number one issues. We've already got started on doing our homework, and we'll probably start recording in a week or two. Next up, we have comic book reviews and giveaways. The Webcomic Beacon is presently accepting submissions of printed comic books for on-air reviews. This is not restricted to just webcomic to print books. However, this is intended to be more so for independent and self-published works at this time. But let's see here. Any and all submissions. The idea is that any and all submissions we get for reviews will be used as giveaways or prizes in contests after they've been reviewed, of course. However, do not submit if you are not willing to have a fully honest review. These will not be mean-spirited, like some reviewers out there, but they will also not be sugar-coated. If you're confident enough in your work, that this is a win-win-win situation. A win for exposure for you, a win for content and giveaways for us, and listeners win for winning giveaways. There may be a submission cutoff at some point in the future, especially if we start getting too many submissions in a given period of time. This is something new we're trying, so please bear with that in mind. Reviews will be done on air. It is possible that the Webcomic Beacon First Issue crew, in all or in part, will be doing the reviewing of the submissions. Please send submissions to Fessworks, LLC, P.O. Box 22181, Robbinsdale, Minnesota, 55422. If you would like to forego a review and simply submit products to us for use as giveaways in general, feel free to do so. If there are any questions, please submit an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com with book submission in the subject. I really don't want to use any sort of restriction of content or rating for anyone's submissions, but we do reserve the right to not review submitted materials based on content or legal concerns. So if you think you may have questionable content, go ahead and email us and ask. Doesn't hurt to ask. Moving on, the fourth anniversary special of the Web Comic Beacon podcast. Right now, any submissions received before December 2011, pending any any unforeseen cutoff points due to some amount of submissions we receive will be used as giveaways or prizes for the 4th anniversary special of the webcomic Beacon. This may be in combination with of assorted giveaways and or contests, still figuring that out. Additionally, this episode, slated for December 4th, 2011, will be open to multiple sponsorships, up to 4. In turn, all sponsors of this episode will get more on-air exposure than if they would normal sponsorships. We will be pushing for a huge show, so we will be gearing up to advertise the heck out of it. Speaking of advertising, episode sponsorship opportunities on the Webcast Beacon Network. All episodes of all programs of the network, including the Webcomic Beacon, the Webcomic Beacon Newscast, the Tropecast, Web Fiction World, and also the new and coming First Issue program can all be sponsored. From the beginning of the Webcast Beacon Network, all episode sponsorships were reduced to an introductory rate. Additionally, now through February 2012, sponsorship rates have just been readjusted and individualized for each show. Present sponsorships still get an image link on the show post, as well as an audio ad at the beginning of the show that they sponsor. The shows can be, presently, the Webcomic Beacon can be sponsored at $10 per episode. The Webcomic Beacon Newscast can be sponsored at $5 per episode, including the Tropecast and Web Fiction World, all at $5 per episode. First Issue will actually be at $10 per episode, since they will be video reviews. However, with the DC's New 52, since we're going to be doing the New 52 and 52 separate episodes, so that a special introductory rate for the program will be $5 per those 52 episodes. First come, first serve. They will be individual video episodes. However, on the site, they will be collected at 10 at a time. Well, there will be two sets of 11, in which all the episodes will be put together in a single post. All the individual, videos will be embedded in the post. Plus the post will have a podcast tied to it, that will combine all of them into the show. So it's a little bit more complex, but that's the only way to have it on the have those shows on the site without completely flooding the Webcast Beacon Network for now. And after the 52, if all goes well, episodes can be sponsored at $10 per episode, and we hope to do it at least twice a month, if not weekly. Anyway, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us at webcastbeacon@gmail.com. Just put advertising questions in the subject line. Otherwise, these rates are for independent and self-published persons. Corporate and industry sponsorships are negotiable, but this is mainly to help those that don't have those big connections to get a little more exposure. Sponsorship rates are subject to expand and or increase beginning of March 2012. For additional advertising information, of course, you can email us or just check out webcastbeacon.com/advertise. That is all for this little newscast for the network. And please subscribe to the Webcast Beacon Mega RSS feed, as well as or the iTunes feed, if you use iTunes, instead of the individual episodes, just so you can get all the episodes in your little podcast catcher. We do a lot of great programming here, and I think there's a lot of interest across the board here, which is why I did make it a network. And there's some great people working here. Once again, Web Fiction World, Anna and MCM, I thank them for their work on that. You guys should check it out. Special thanks to Ross Scott and Alex Heberling and Eric Kimball, who do the Webcomic Beacon newscast. The Tropecast is kind of on a hiatus right now, as Adam Smithy and Alex Heberling need to work out a new schedule as far as time they can get together and record a new podcast. And of course, Melissa Kircher and Marcus Ullman will be working with me on First Issue. I thank everyone who's helped out with the network as it stands, And for more information, check our About page or check our Shows page for additional information on people behind the scenes. The next show, and also you can keep track of the coming episodes on our Google Calendar, and much more info at webcastbeacon.com. This has been Festive. I should probably shut up now. Thanks for listening.